Hello. If you don't know who this is Mambo Sandy, and this is my podcast where I talk about different spiritual things going on. So, and different things happening in the world, in the community, all those things like that. So, before I go on, where you can find me is on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. Sometimes Twitter, and I also have some videos on YouTube if you wish to reference some different things. I also would like to let you know that I have been properly trained from my godfather, Hungan Hector, who you can also reach on Anchor here, Spotify, and Stitcher. Both of us can be found here on these different platforms. He is also on Instagram. He is also on Twitter. And he also has a YouTube channel. And he's also on Facebook, Hungan Hector, or Papa Hector, as I call him. So let's get into today's podcast. Today's podcast is Buyer Beware. And the reason why I say buyer beware is because as of late, a lot of different things have arrived in my email. And as my mom would say, different things have come to my doorstep. And I feel that these certain topics that I'm going to speak on today need to be brought out into the light. So there is a clearer understanding of what is going on when you are looking for help in the spiritual realm or community, however you want to look at it. So when I say buyer beware is because, as we know, this does not just go for the spiritual community, but just about any community, the beauty community, any different thing that can be posted and put on social media. Please don't allow the amount of followers sway you on how you make a decision about getting spiritual help. Okay? Anyone can buy followers. Anyone can get likes. Anyone can just throw up an altar or make it look like an altar. And anyone can be anything they just about want to be on social media, period, point blank. Okay. My godfather, Hungan Hector, he did a wonderful podcast on these different subjects of, like, you know, when making a decision or working with a spiritual worker or finding a mentor, don't let, you know, cost and convenience basically be the tool or the deciding the factor. And when you're looking for a mentor, you can find that podcast. Okay. Like I said, you can put him in Anchor and you will find his podcast. All right. So getting back to what I was saying, anyone can buy followers. Okay. And unfortunately, people go by their eyes. Some people are very good marketers and that is all they are. They are good marketers. Okay. And unfortunately, many people are getting lured into spending their hard-earned money. And it's not even about their money. It's about them getting spiritually confused, okay? I don't care how much you like a person or a person may say. They might be a nice person, but do they know what they are talking about? Have they been properly trained? Are you able to find their lineage? Okay? Because a lot of times people like to use, oh, well, my godfather, godmother is dead. Okay, that may be so. If that is the case, then you need to do a deeper search. Do they have god brothers and sisters? Okay. You have to dig deep because this is your soul you're talking about. You know, money, yes, but this is your soul that you're talking about. And there's a saying that when you, it's easy to drop a vase and the vase gets broken into a million pieces, all right? But it's harder to put that vase back together. And that is how fragile the soul can be. The soul can be strong, but when it is corrupted or it is messed up, it's not going to be a 1, 2, 3 procedure to put things back in alignment and balance for you. All right. And this is where the bitterness comes in, at when a person has found that they've been taken for their money, that they're in a state of confusion because now they're like, oh my God, now I have to pay more money. My life is jacked up. And then when they find the person that can help them, they're very begrudging. They're very nasty because of what the person did before them. Unless they're a person that's just really, you know, searching for a path and they understand that certain, you know, bullshit happens or their eyes might not have been open. All right. So do your research. You have to look and see. There are some things that are just traditional and they are not going to sway. People may do things different in different houses, but there are some things that are going to stay the same. You will not go to a Haitian voodoo party and see ilegwa being served there. You're not going to see it. It's not going to happen at a strictly Haitian voodoo party. You will see legba served, but you will not see a legwa served. It's not going to happen. Okay? There are certain things you need to put in perspective. There are certain things that are not going to correlate together that people have decided to put a mishmash of crap together just to get money because they know people want to serve certain spirits or people want to get money. So unfortunately, you have these so-called occultists, okay? And I say that because, and I say it like that because they're telling people to do things that they have no insight on. They read it someplace. They read a book. They read something on a forum. And then they're giving people information that is false, that can hurt them. And that is not a good thing. It's just not. No matter how you look at it, it's not a good thing. You hope that at the worst of the situation, maybe they might get a hold of said spirit. And if they do get a hold of said spirit, maybe it might be, you know, the not so great side of that spirit versus them getting a hold of a trickster spirit. Something other than what they intended to contact. Okay? You would not go up to a complete stranger on the street and ask them for money. So it's the same rule applies in the spiritual realm. You just don't go asking spirits to do shit for you, okay? That you have no connection to, that you know nothing about. Unless you've been given the proper information on how to do so, okay? Correctly. But most people, this is not to be true. The next subject I want to get on is this. People follow different people on social media for different reasons. Okay? And you cannot blame another spiritual worker because you spent your money with a person that another spiritual worker follows and you get fucked up. Not gonna mince words here. People follow people on social media for different things. Enemies follow enemies. Friends follow friends. People being nosy follow each other. You don't know why. Until you investigate on your own and you do your own research, you can't blame someone for your own mistake or your own decision that you made. You can't go by followers. You can't go by likes. You can't go by who's following who. If you do that, you're setting yourself up for an illusion. You're setting yourself up for failure. Okay? So you have to make your own decisions. You have to do your own research to see if this person is who they say they are. And you have to think, you know, some people think, oh, this person thinks outside the box. No. When it comes to certain traditional things, in certain traditions, certain spiritual traditions, things are not going to go outside the box. They're going to stay inside the box for a reason, because it's a traditional way of doing things. And like I said, some spiritual houses may do things differently, but there are rules even within that that are followed. Okay. So my next thing is products. Please be, you know, aware that anyone can make products nowadays and say that it has the spirit of Dantor in it. It has the spirit of Anaïssa or Oshun or any of these things just to get your coins. All right? Any of these things can be done. But what you need to do as a consumer is you need to look and see, is this person a priestess of this tradition and they're trying to sell this particular object and saying that it's charged up with this particular spirit? No, everyone is cannot, and I don't care what you've seen online. I know you've seen online people saying, oh, well, if someone says that you can't connect to the spirit and they're charging you money, they're a scammer. Well, they're a liar, and I said it. They're a liar. Because, yes, you can connect to a spirit, but you're not going to connect to the right spirit. So, yes, anyone can connect to any spirit, but not the spirit that they want to connect to. It takes time and dedication and sacrifice to connect to different Loa, different Orisha, different spirits within the African traditional spiritual realm. Okay? It just does. There's no cutting corners or, you know, if, ands, and buts about it. There is a proper way of doing things and there is an improper way of doing things. And unfortunately, because everyone wants to be a spiritual worker and everybody wants to jump on board, everyone wants to throw up an Etsy shop, everyone wants to throw up an eBay shop, people are getting scammed. People are getting messed up because you have people out here selling products because, you know, some people are very good designers. They're very good artists and that's all they are. And there's nothing wrong with just being an artist. But the problem comes in when they start to say that this product is charged up by Urza. This product is charged up by Urza Lee Freda. This product is charged up by Urza Lee Dantor. And they're not a Hungan or Mambo. They're not a Hunsi. A connection must be made. And you, once again, need to do your research and see where this person is coming from before you spend your money. Now, if people are making a pink candle and putting, you know, whatever Vive on it, because hey, store manufacturers do that. That's one thing. But it's another thing when people go and say that this product has such and such energy in it and it doesn't. You don't know what you could be bringing into your home. And I feel bad because so many people have, you know, I've had people try to bring dolls to me because they said that they bought this doll and it had such and such spirit in it, and it was not that spirit. People have bought kits and all these other different things, and they wonder why they spent their money and it doesn't work, because the force was not in the product to begin with. It looked pretty, but that's all it was. It was a pretty looking product. And I might lose some followers behind this because I'm speaking facts. Anyone can put voodoo in their Instagram title. Anybody can put mambo in their Instagram title. Anybody can be anybody on these social media platforms. And it's so sad. Okay. But sometimes you have to look and see, does this add up? You don't even know if it could be a 12-year-old child or a 13-year-old child behind this big following that's getting people's money. You don't know. You really don't. So you must do your due diligence. You must be aware of all of the scams and the fake things that are going on in the spiritual community right now. Okay? People always want an easy way out, and there is no such thing. And that's where the problems come in at. You know, once again, there's an old saying, you get what you pay for. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying, please be aware. Make more conscious decisions when you're going to spend your money on spiritual products, when you're going to get services done, okay? And don't fall for, well, this is how we do it here. Okay, so you need to research and see if this even correlates together. You have people on Instagram just giving out wrong information, but they can make it seem like it's the right information. Please be aware, because your soul is something that you do not want to play with. You don't want to play with your soul. You don't want to mess up the balance that you have going on for yourself. You don't want to put yourself in a deeper hole than you are already in. You're trying to climb out. So on that note, please be aware, stay woke, and keep the faith, as my godfather, Papa Hector, says. Have a good and great day.